Now, a really, really interesting project being trialled by Voice Ireland at the moment, and it's called Threads of Truth. You may have seen this in the Irish Times a couple of days ago, but it's basically tracking clothes that have been donated either back to a retailer or to a clothes bank, which people presumably think are staying local, and it turns out that they go to very far-flung places indeed. And for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Soline Scheer, who is project manager of Threads of Truth. Soline, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. This is, as I say, an incredible project. How did it start?
Yeah, so it started actually a couple of years ago because we had a report called Threads of Transparency, which was looking into the discarded clothes in Ireland, how much there was, how much was collected or not collected. And what we saw is that there's 35% that is being collected, but those are mostly collected by private companies. And we realized that there was very little transparency over what happens, like what is their main activity, where do the clothes go? And I think a lot of people would have thought that it was very similar to what the charity shops do, which is collecting for donations for then reuse in Ireland. But most of the time, that's not really what happens when it's collected by private companies. And so we wanted to look more into where do these clothes really go. And back in December, we did that with the Global Shapers at Dublin. It's a volunteering group, and we sold air tags into 38 items, and they were either brand new or from our own closet, so they would be reusable clothes, and we dispatched them throughout take back schemes to the retailers or in clothing banks, and we've been monitoring them since then for 7 months, and now we have initial results of 27 items that we can still locate all across the globe, really, because we have some that are in Europe, some that are outside of Europe as far as Pakistan, you know, United Arab Emirates, Kenya. So there is a lot of to unpack here, really.
And where do they end up in those countries?
So it really depends on each items. Some are still in transit, so we can see that they're either been located on roads, so they're still, you know, being shipped somewhere. Some are found in, you know, in ports, so they're probably being stored, waiting to be sold and dispatched throughout the country. So there isn't that many items yet that we have a final destination and we can sort of estimate the fate. We have only two items that we've estimated have been reused. So one came back to Ireland in Waterford, and the other one was reused in Poland. So we estimated that because we saw them entering residential areas or a charity shop in the case of the Waterford one. So as soon as we saw that, we would stop tracking them. But all the other countries at the moment, there is no sign of it of reuse, or there's one that seems to have been entering a recycling facility in Germany. So we are trying to put the pieces together to really have a better picture of really all the routes and what happens in the end. But, you know, hopefully we wouldn't have to do that, and we would have the information right from the companies themselves.
Yeah, and I know that sometimes it's come up before that clothes have ended up in landfills or on beaches. Is there any sign of that in the clothes that you're tracking at the moment, or are you aware of that happening more generally?
Yeah, so this is one of our concerns as an environmental NGO, obviously, is that there is more and more reports from NGOs in receiving countries. So in Ghana, in Kenya, there are a lot of NGOs telling us that they're receiving more and more waste in the bales, that because this trade is not new, it's been there for decades. It's just that in the past 10 years, with the rise of fast fashion and the throwaway culture that we have, they're receiving just so much clothes and such in poor condition. So they are reporting more and more in waste in those bales. And at the moment, there is one item that is suspected to have been discarded after being on a sort of secondhand market in Togo, because it stayed there for many weeks now. So it's very unlikely that it's just someone in the market that is wearing it. So our guess is that it probably has been discarded on the spot because it wasn't sold. So it would be things like that where there are two kinds of possibilities: is either discarded or just destroyed, you know, sort of used for, sometimes we hear about to be used as fuel, things like that. So yeah, that is the concern, obviously.
Yeah, that's incredible. A piece of clothing from Ireland ends up in Togo. Presumed to be discarded. Why would that happen? Why is this happening, that clothes are ending up so far away?
Well, that's the thing, is that we just have too many clothes. There's so much that, you know, companies, charities, all of the actors in the industry would tell you there's just so much to deal with, that, you know, we have enough clothing now on this earth to clothe the next six generation, and we're still producing billions every year. So it's just, we cannot really expect it to be any other way in the end, because there is very little capacity for recycling. The recycling technologies are not there yet either. So it's very hard to recycle clothing into new clothing. So it's just the patterns here are very hard to deal with. And the companies in the Western countries are only collecting and exporting without having any type of accountability for what happens in the end. So that's what we hope to be making progress, is that we need better reporting, we need better accountability for what happens and the consequences that these clothes can have on local communities across the globe.
And where would that transparency come from? Would it be the operators of the clothes banks? Would it be individual countries keeping track of what comes in, goes out? Who would be responsible for that transparency?
I think it's both, because, you know, the take back schemes from retailers a couple of years ago, they were under scrutiny by a similar investigation by the Changing Market Foundation. And because of this investigation, they have developed more tools for transparency. So I think, you know, this kind of work can trigger better standards by the companies themselves. But I do believe still that we need national regulations that would harmonize it and ensure that it's not just, you know, themselves deciding what is the rule and how do they apply it, and, you know, and not sort of fall into the greenwashing sort of thing. So I think there is a role for Ireland as well to set standards of its own and ask for reporting from all of these companies so that we have a national record as well.
Yeah, and there is the extended producer responsibility. I'm not going to claim that I heard of that before I came across this project, but it does place a certain element of responsibility on retailers. You obviously feel it doesn't go far enough, or it doesn't cover enough areas.
Yeah, this is something that will come in the next few years. So this is when a producer putting a product on the market needs to pay a small fee that will help basically fund the waste management once this item is discarded and needs to be managed. So the issue, it's not really an issue yet because it's not there, but what we hope is that when the discussion really starts, we can use what we're doing here and the data that we're collecting to explain that we need something very transparent, and so that the fee can also support not just the collectors in Ireland, but people who at the end of the chain need to deal with the clothes. So it needs to have a sort of, you know, traveling potential to actually support the ones who deal with the waste.
Yeah, and until we get that transparency, Soline, for people who want to donate their clothes, they obviously have no way of knowing where those clothes will end up. How best, you know, if people want to be sustainable, and obviously there's an appetite for sustainability, how mm-hmm. best to go about that?
Yeah, well, the best thing so far is still to go to your local charity shop if the clothes are in good condition, because there they will have a better chance of being reused locally and not being exported. So the, if you want to donate, but then there are still a lot of things that you can do before even thinking of discarding your clothes. So you can, you know, now there's loads of swap shop around the countries that are happening. So if it's a matter of like wanting to change your clothes because they don't fit anymore, but they're still in good condition, you can organize a little swap session with your friends, with your family. You can, if they're not in a good condition, you can still use them at home for many different purposes. You know, you can use them as rags, as like clean cloth or things like that. There's still use within the home to try and think about before even discarding it completely. And what I would encourage people to think about is also how often do they have to clear out their wardrobe, because it's also all fueled by sort of the way that we are consuming and the way we're producing clothes. So it's also, if you do feel like you are donating very often, maybe it's because the clothes isn't, you know, fitting properly, isn't the way that it should be, so that you keep it for years and years. So maybe try to also look at your own consumption. It's, you know, it's just little hints to look at, I think.
Yeah, perfect. Well, listen, Celine, we're just about out of time, but that map is live, I believe, on the Voice Ireland website.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's on fabricofchange.ie, which is our website dedicated to fashion and sustainable fashion.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you, Celine, for sharing your time with us this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.